Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Where should we look for spiritual answers? I read an article recently having to do with the spiritual condition of the younger generation in the United States. The article suggests that rather than being atheists, a large number of young people have developed a faith similar to pantheism, or the concept that everything embodies a power that is God. Quoting from the article, according to Pew Research Center, the percentage of young adults who believe religion to be very important as compared to their elders is greatly lower, dropping a total of 31% from the greatest generation to millennials. This is not to say, however, that young adults experience spiritual curiosity at lower rates. Pew Research Center also reports that 46% of millennials feel a great sense of wonder about the universe, although less intrigued by the thought of a strict religion, hold roughly the same importance to questions of spirituality and the nature of existence as their elders. Combining these ideas of a loose religious fabric with an unceasing sense of wonder opens a door to a new future of religious philosophy, one that incorporates both divinity and humility, an idea known as pantheism, end quote. This article goes on to suggest that as today's youth adapt to changing religious views while still holding curiosity towards the uncertain, the need for a new religion becomes apparent, and then offers pantheism as that new religion. The offer is, in my opinion, laughable because all through the article we're told that pantheism is an ancient religion. Hey, I know. Let's take an old religion, call it a new religion, and maybe young, confused people will buy into it from us. What I think is important to see in this article is the statement that young adults hold roughly the same importance to questions of spirituality and the nature of existence as their elders. The challenge Christians face today in evangelization has nothing to do with whether young adults believe there's a spiritual world. Every human being knows inherently that there is life after death. The issue has always been one of guiding those same people to the truth about their life after death. I remind you that the Bible is the only source of spiritual thought that proves its message by the resurrection of the messenger, Jesus Christ. Every other religious or spiritual idea is only theory. It has no proof and no way to be proven. You'll get no argument from me that there have been men claiming to be Christians who have done terrible things in the name of Christianity. That only demonstrates the corruption of man. It in no way invalidates the message or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. People have misused the Bible, but the Bible is still where all reliable spiritual answers are to be found.